Okay, so the topic for today is the nature of kosher bracha. Apologize, I'm under the weather. The connection to the sugya, of course, is the Tosfos on Lamed Zayin in Brachos, which is actually found in the last makor on the sheet, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph for Eskel Nasan, which speaks about kosher bracha. I thought it was an interesting topic, a side topic. We know that Chazal were misakein, that when you perform certain mitzvos, you make kiddush, you make abdallah, because of mazon, bris milah, pirin aben, and the like, so you should do it ala kos. Sometimes it's just lechatchila, or sometimes it's a rishos, sometimes it's a chiyuv, but there's a concept of a bracha ala kos, kosher bracha. I want to analyze the concept of kosher bracha. The Gemara speaks about it in the context of birkas hamazon. Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Brachos, there's 10 things that are ideally necessary for a kosher bracha. And Rashi there says it's talking about Birchas HaMazon. The Ram actually thinks it's referring to Kiddush. In the Gemara, generally it's referring to Birchas HaMazon, kosher bracha. But like I said, some Rishonim learned that the Lashon kosher bracha is actually referring to Kiddush. Either way, the Gemara here in Pesachim Kuf Yutes Amud Beis in Agadata, I think is a little bit telling about the nature of this. Asir Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'asa su'udah la'tzadikim b'yom she'yigmol chasto l'zara shel Yitzchak. When Mashiach comes, they'll have a suda. La'akash ochlin v'shosin nosin la'avram avinu koshel bracha. So they're going to bench. Who gets the bench? Avram avinu gets the bench. Omer lehen eini mivarech. Avram says, I'm not going to bench. I have a son Yishmael. I'm not Roy. Give it to somebody else. The Gemara discusses various people who are asked to bench and declined, and finally Omer lo David tol brach. David is asked to bench. David Amelech Omer lehen ani avarech li no avarech shenemar kos Yeshua esa uveshem Hashem ekra. David said in Tehillim, kos Yeshua esa, I'll raise up a cup of salvation and I'll give a bracha to Hashem. I'll call out in Hashem's name. So therefore David agrees to lead the bench. So I want to analyze what the purpose of this takana is of having a kos shel bracha. Board over here, kos shel bracha. So you tell me, what are you tanya? What's the significance? Why would Chazal make a takana to do mitzvahs ala kos?
Just from this source?
Mitzvara. No, or from the source, whatever you think. Yeah. Chashivos, the din of chashivos. I think that's the most obvious understanding. Yain, why is the yain at chashivos? What's the bracha on yain? Hagefen. Why is it a bracha hagefen? Why don't we say? Why isn't zeh alma? Because it has chashivos. It's not even an eight. It's it goes up in a bracha, right? It's not like shemen zayis. It goes up in a bracha. It's chashivos. Yain is a chashiv mashke. You're doing a mitzvah. You want to show the mitzvah's chashiv. What do? You do it al hakos. And that, in fact, is what some of you say. I have over here the Levush, who has a similar formulation. Kvar yadata sherov habrachos tiknu chachamim sherov habrachos tiknu chachamim tiknu sidra al kos. I don't know what he means, rov habrachos. But many brachos, they were mesadar al kos. Mipnei shehu derech kavod v'shevach na'e l'sadar kein shivcha u'brichoso yisparach im kos shemiyada. It's derech kavod v'shevach na'e. So you don't necessarily say it's chashivos, but it could be the reason it's derech kavod is because it's chashivos. I mean, it could be different formulations. You could say it's din chashivos, din kavod, but it might be really the same. Kumosh ne'emar hakasuv kos Yeshuas esa v'shem Hashem ekra. He quotes this pasuk and tell him again. Presumably, he's thinking about the Gemara in Pesachim that quotes this pasuk as the reason why David agreed to lead the benching ala kos, because he said kos Yeshuas esa. And here too, the pasuk lechora, the pasuk is the pasuk. Yishem Hashem Ekra. So why do you have a kos? Because that's chashivus. That's why I think the pasuk pshat the pasuk. You look at Rashi on that pasuk and tell him, Rashi speaks about something else. Source number three, kos Yeshua esa, says Rashi. Avi nesachim imatoda shenadarti kumosh nemar lecha ezvach zevach toda val osa kos v'shimcha ekra al Yeshua zazu shekein ein levi omer shira ela al yain. Rashi here invokes a principle, a lot of principle familiar from the beginning of the parak. What's the principle called? Ein Omer Shira Ela Al Hayayin. So, it's interesting that even though the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is dealing with just a certain sense of Chashivos, Kos Yeshua Esa, Rashi is saying it's like a specific din in ein or mishir al yain. And in fact, the Rishonim who write this way explicitly, source number four, the Rashban at Shuva, v'tiktu shi'izachru kedushos al yain. Why do we make kiddush al yain? The fisha ein or mishir al yain. It's din in ein or mishir al yain. It's a more specific halacha. It's not just a general chashivus. It's more specific. And likewise, the Sefer Itim, written by Rabbi Yehuda Barzaloni, he actually reads it into the Gemara. Fascinating. It's not found in our Gemara. Our Gemara, at the beginning of the Perek, brings this din of Ein Omer Mishael Yayin. But it doesn't say that's why we make Kiddush Alakos. The Rashba is saying it Misvara, but the Sefer Itim has it as a it seems maybe he had a gears of the Gemara this way. It's hard to know. We know on the Al Yayin Mikashin. How do you know you make Kiddush Al Yayin? The Amr of Shmuel Barach Meini, Amr of Yochanan, Minayish Ein Omer Mishael Yayin, Shenemar, Vatomer Lehem, Agefin, Echidalti, Es Tiroshi, Em Esameach, Elokim, Anashim, Em Anashim, Esameach, Elokim, Vehemem, Esameach, Elok, Mikash, Ein Omer Mishael Yayin. So where the Gemara says Ein Omer Mishael Yayin, Darshan Sefer Pasuk, he has it as Minolon, Dal Yayin Mikashina, the Omer of Shmuel, Barach Meini. It's almost, again, I'm not sure if it was his Girsa, or he just learnt it as being Pashup Shat. But fascinating understanding. So the chakira here, one time we have a din, let's say called chashivos, or you can say kavod, right? Maybe the kavod is gleaned from the chashivos. Yain is a chashavashka. What's the other tzad? This is a klali tzad. This is a general tzad, right? Maybe it's a specific din, it's a prati din of ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. Yeah, in this chakira of prati kali comes up in other areas. You know, there's isser of chati shir kol chela. So first he eats a chati shir nevela or a chati shir of chela. Is it the same isser? What's more, the person's stuck. He has to eat something. He's starving. Do we prefer chati shir of chela, rather chati shir nevela over chati shir of chela? Do we say it's the same? Why would chela be more chamor? What's the onish of chela? Kares. So, v'din akal akal kodem, if you have to eat a shir shalim of nevela, shir shalim of chela, who comes first? Nevela. What's the din by chati shir? If chati shir is the iser klali, kol chela, so it's iser chati shir, it doesn't make a difference. If it's chela or nevela, it's the same. If it's iser prati, what would we say? That v'din iser prati, it's better to eat chati shir nevela, even though there's no kares by chati shir. But just the iser itself, it's a more chamor iser. So that's a chakira, klali prati, comes of many areas of halacha. So I want to kind of ask a similar question, again, you can put it in different ways. If it is the kosher bracha a klali din, you want to give chashivas to this mitzvah, or does that integrate? Right? It's not just klali, it's also chitzoni. Klali and chitzoni, in different formulations. What do you mean chitzoni? It doesn't integrate into the mitzvah. I'm benching. I want to show benching as chashivas, I think you bring a cup of wine. But I'm just benching. As opposed to saying it's prati and it's pnimi. What do I mean by pnimi? Pnimi. It's internal. What is the purpose of benching? What do you accomplish when you bench? What are you doing?
It's like you're crazy. You're thanking Hashem.
You're thanking Hashem. So, what better way is to thank Hashem with yayin? Because ain't only shira al yayin. You want to give shavach and shira to Hashem. Do it with yayin. So it integrates. I'm drinking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm drinking to. I'm thanking Hashem in a more internal way. It integrates with the mitzvah. That's the chakira. Is it klali and external, or is it prati and internal? Likewise, what's the point of kiddush? So this is a big machlokas. If you look at the next makor on the sheet, this is esim in the Torah. The kaddish yom haShabbos, but dvarim shenemar zacharis yom haShabbos kaddisha. Kolomar zacharis zachiras shevach v'kiddush. What's the point of kiddush going to the Rambam? What are you supposed to accomplish by making kiddush? You praise the day. You praise the seventh day. Show the seventh day is special. You praise Hashem who made the seventh day. Likewise, if you look at the Rosh, the next Makor, he's talking about Pirkas Erezin. Brachas Uniskana. Lo says Shevach Hakadosh Baruch Hashem Kichanu Misosav Hizanu Min Ha'amim Vetzivanu L'Kadosh Isha Amuteres Lanu V'lo Achas Min Ha'arayas. What's the purpose of Pirkas Erezin? Asher Lanu Sarusa Zitilana Suas Lanu. What's the purpose? Says the Rosh. It's a birkas hashevach. It's not a birkas mitzvah, right? That might explain why the rabbi great makes the bracha and not the chasan. So again, you have to work it out with all the kosher bracha, but maybe there's also by amila lachnizo bishul avino. There's a certain amount of shevach. So it could be that the takana of kosher bracha isn't just a general
external halacha of showing chashivas and kavod to the mitzvah. But what? Maybe what? It's an internal halacha. It's a specific. It integrates with the mitzvah. When you bench al kavos, the kavos somehow is a way of giving shemach hakash baruch hu, not just to chashivas to the benching. You're clear, Chakira?
I don't really understand the idea of kisami versus you mean.
Meaning, is benching without a kos the same benching? It's just, I didn't show chashivas to the bracha. Or, benching with a kos is a fundamental different type of benching. This is a way of giving more shemach hashbrach. Benching is the thing Hashem. We do with a kos, you're saying shira aleyayim. It's a better benching. It's an internal halacha. It's a prati halacha. It integrates. It's not just external.
Like elevates the whole benching.
Yeah, it's a qualitatively different benching. Benching with a kohos is giving Hashem things on a different level. As opposed to saying, benching with a kohos, the same thing. It's just, I didn't show that the bracha was chashuv. Okay. Yeah, that's the chikir. Again, you can formulate it a different way. You can formulate it as kali pratik, and formulate it as chitzoni versus panimi. I think I want to use both formulations together, but I think that there's certainly a chikir here that can be raised. So, just for intellectual honesty, it's not 100% clear if we have to take this idea of Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin seriously. Is that really true that Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin in this context? So if you look at the tshuva of the Marsham, Marsham was of Shalom Shvadrom, Shalom Mordechai Shvadrom. He was a great posek at the turn of the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century. Discussed a lot of halachas dealing with technology and electricity and things like that. He has a famous grandson who had the same name, who was a magid here in Yerushalayim, around the magid's table of Pesach Kron. So his grandson actually edited many of his grandfather's works and brought them to the Beit HaDfos. So this is the Shut Maharsham of Shalom Mordechai Shvadron. He writes like this: "Emes hu rak smach ba'alma." He says this whole idea of Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin, don't take it seriously. Sharim vor betos was be'eruchin. Shebe korban yachid omrim shira shelo b'yayin. On a korban yachid, you can't say shira shelo b'yayin. V'davka b'korban tzibur ton shira aliyayin. V'gam v'vor b'tosos p'sachim. V'davka b'shas hakrovas korban omrim shira aliyayin. Aval shelo b'shas hakrova omrim shira aliyayin. So, you know, again, you can downplay the shira aliyayin. You can say all that really means is chashivus. I don't think that's what everybody assumes, but that's what the Marsham is assuming. Additionally, the Rama paskins that when you say Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin, it's not just Yayin, you're not just Shtias Mizbech, and Achilas Mizbech. So you don't have Achilas Mizbech. The whole thing, you know, we're on the base of English. I'm sitting home on my table, I'm benching. What does it have to do with Shira Al Yayin? Meaning, it's a Korban Yachid, if you will. Korban Yachid doesn't need Shira, and even if you do need Shira, it's not just Yayin, you need also Achilas Mizbech. So these are questions that Achronim raise. Somehow, you know, throw a monkey wrench in this idea, but I do think if you look at the Sefer Eitim, he mamash brings it down. And he quotes this din of Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin. It sounds like either he had that case of the Gemara, or he thinks that's true. And there are many Rishonim, the Rashba I have here, and the Tshuva, and there are other Rishonim who say this. So I think that it's definitely possible to take this more literally, even though the Marsham, you know, didn't. You have to figure out how to answer those questions. Maybe Midrabanan, they were Misakin as if it's Shir Aleyayin, meaning the Midrabanan. It's hard to imagine this is the Dindoraisa. But, okay. If you look at the Chovas Yair, so this is an example of a late Rishon, early Achron, who, Yair Bachrach, I guess it's really early Achron, right? He formulates this idea in a way that it seems pretty clear he didn't mean Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin as a prati halacha, as a internal halacha. If you look at his Lashon, why did they say you should make kiddush al yain? Because yain is chaviv. Desayid, musameach, right? Satiating, it makes you happy. Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin, he adds on Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin. To be krad, that's sameach anashim elokim v'anashim. Like it says in Rosh Perek, Ketzim Varchim. L'chein kavu kama duchte shar brachos al kos yain. But l'chein, be'ein yain, ikar shal pas. So in explaining why you can make kiddush on pas, he says, well, you know, it's also chaviv leg, it's ikar suda, meaning if you took Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin very seriously, so then you'd be stuck explaining why you can make kiddush on pas. Again, you could say, well, we're going to give up on that kiyum. But I think the pashas of the Kavos Yair is that he's saying it's very chashuv, it's soid, it's chaviv, it's mesameach, Ein Omrim Shir Aleyayin. Meaning, it's just like the Rav Chaim de Milsa, the way the Marsham presented it, smach ba'alma. They're not meaning it. They don't mean it. It's just dinah chashivus. So I do think the pasha of shat, as Zach pointed out, is dinah chashivus, dinah kavod. I do think, though, that there is another side, that it's not just the chali halacha, it's not just the chitzoni halacha, but it could be a kiyum of ein om shil yain, midrabanan, a prati halacha, a pnimi halacha, internal halacha, that it somehow enhances the benching, enhances the mitzvah in a significant way, that you give shevach through the wine. So I'm working with this hakira, and you could question the hakira from the get-go. You say maybe it's not true. I'm assuming that there is such a hakira, and I wanted to explore a couple of nafkaminas. Questions, comments? Okay. First, nafkamina. Do you need to drink, or how much do you need to drink? So we know the Gemara tells us in Erev in Dafmem, Amavarak Sarek Litam. You have to taste the wine. So why do you have to taste the wine? So what do you, Taina? Why do you have to taste the wine? To Ima. What's the reason?
Maybe just to make that connection that it's
Make the connection. Exactly. So if you look at here in the Ritzvah, Kadeshalotiya Bracha Levatala. You said the bracha, so you have to make the connection. Or look at the Maram Chalava, the next makar. Shim Eino Toim Nirakim Avazis a Mitzvah. It's a technicality. You have to make a connection. You said a bracha, so you have to taste something. You shouldn't be involved in this. It doesn't sound like it's very fundamental. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, though, next source, second line, Ikra Masha Tik Teinu Kos Hulishtos Vimenu Achar Amiras Oso Davar Shetia Oso Amira Kein Shira Nemeres Ala Yain Shemenachsin Al Gavi Yizveach Shehit Shtia Samizveach Afkantia in Nemeres Shira al Shtia Zayin, Vage Tira Hashuvalomar Shira Ella, you can't show says Shur, Harari Liashi Tait Shaladov, Shukoma Lugmav, Shustia Shalhana, Pokas Vishirzelo, Kie Mitzvah Sakos Klau. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's not enough to have a Te'ima, right? The Gemara's Lashon is a Tzore Havavar, Tzore Lito. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that you have to drink a Shir of Malugmav, Liashi Tait Shaladov, right? It's a Hana. And if you don't drink that amount, you're not Yotze. So we have two nafkaminas here. Why do you have to taste? And how much do you have to taste? If I say it's a chashivos din, so the idea is to say it on the ayin. Is the drinking important or not really? Is it just technicality?
If it's important, then it will be more of an internal connection.
Right, meaning if the need for a kos is just to show chashivos of the mitzvah, so then, Lachori would say that the drinking is very secondary. The drinking is a technicality. You shouldn't be a bracha vatala. You shouldn't be in vazis and mitzvah. And how much do you have to drink then, Lachora? A te'im v'alma. Right? Shouldn't be a bracha vatala. Mashu. Whereas if you assume that it's an integrate, so I'm the mizbeach, if you will, I guess. So I drink the cup, and as you could say, it would be, malugma. And it would be akroni. The te'imah would be fundamental, it wouldn't be techni. Here, it would be techni. And it would be mashu. Right? It's not sufficient to have a taste. Agree? Okay. Who has to drink? So what are our options? What are the options? Who would have to drink?
The Mubarak.
Or somebody else. Right? Somebody else we won't see. Or maybe even a tinok, or a kid who's not chayvachiv, Okay, so if you look at the Bahag in Hilchos Kiddush, source number 13, it says, if a person made a Kiddush and didn't drink, he gave it to somebody else, another person says, you're not Yotze, right? The Bahag holds, at least it's got to be Kiddush, that the Mavarik has to drink. The Mavarik has to drink. But the Halacha, we don't assume that way. If you look here in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the source number 12, back the second paragraph, Afal pi shestiyas hakol shel bracha makeves, ein makom sheyishta mavarik, ba'atzma ladai b'shtiyas acher. So I actually would have rather the Shulchan Aruch Rav himself didn't say this, because the previous paragraph he's talking about was the kiyum of Shir al Yayin. So then I would have thought that what? If it's Kim Shir Yayin, then I would have thought, who has to drink? Bukhara. Who's making the Shira?
The Mubarak.
Unless you say, Shomek Ona, so everybody said Shira. You could get out of it. But basically, the Bahag Shita, that the Mubarak has to be the one who tastes the wine I think it fits better with the internal kiyum. You're making kiddush, so you have to drink. Whereas if it's just in a chashivus, so the purpose is to have the cup, not really drink the cup. You have to drink it for a technical reason, shouldn't be rachal vatala, right? You could drink a mashu. And who else can drink? Not just you, but give it to anybody, and then maybe even a kid who's on chayim v'chinuch, maybe even a tinok, etc. This is the issue, big issue on tainios. You know, do you give the cup to the tinok, etc.? Okay. So I'll just put on the board. We have te'ima, we have shi'ur, how much do you drink? We have mi mavare, mi shose, is it dachten mavare, or is it somebody else? What other nafkaminas are there? So let's talk about a tainios. What happens in a tainios? You ever been in a bris in a tainios? So usually the mother's there, right? What does the mother do? She can drink. But let's say the mother's not there. What do you do with the, what do you do?
We had a bris here in Kippur.
Okay, so who drank?
They gave it to the
Tinok. Okay. So if you look here in the Machzor Vitri, so what are our options? Maybe we could mevatar on the kos, or we can have it. And if we have it, we have to figure out who's going to drink, right? So we look at the Machzor Vitri. Shliach tzibur mevarech al yayin ve'ein atolmo. Minag avos torahi. She'ein tzarech l'tolmo v'yom tainis v'lo l'mitzev l'yulka. Don't give it to the child, says the Machzor Vitri. If you give it to a kid, maybe the other kids are going to want it. Maybe the adults are going to want it. Don't give it to anybody. Just have the cup and nobody should drink it. And then after Yom Kippur, you can drink from it. Wow, so you have a cup. You see a gefen. And you don't drink from it.
Wow.
What do you think that fits with?
Chashivas.
If it's a chashivas, I had a cup, I don't have to drink it. Drinking it's so... Not only do I have to drink a shear, I don't even have to drink it at all. If you look at the Ran on the Rif, quotes from the Gaonim and Shabbos, the Ran on the Rif and Shabbos, become a Gaonim Amru to Loma Varchinan Akasa Ela Maitinan Asa Uvarchinan Allah. What's an Asa? A Hadas, right? Instead of having a cup, what should you do? Get a Hadas. Well, how does a Hadas replace a cup? What's the significance of a Hadas? The Sfarim are into this. They always say that, you know, weddings, they have a lot of, you have some shuls, every Shabbos are giving out Tatasim, you know, that's really big brachas. What's the purpose of a hadas?
It elevates the
brachas. Chashivos. You have a nice smell. You're doing a mitzvah, you have a nice smell. So if the purpose of a cup is chashivos, so what's a good replacement for a cup on a tainis? A hadas. But if you assume that the kosher bracha is internal, and it's a prati halacha, so then what would you say, Bukhara? It's hard to say you have that. Either you'd say, have the cup and drink it. Again, if it was a minor fast, you wouldn't do that on the Tisha B'Av or Kippur. Or you'd say, don't have a cup at all. If you can't have it, you can't have it. You're anus. But to have it and not drink from it, that doesn't make sense. Because it's supposed to integrate. The kiyum is to drink from it. In Orishal Yayin, right? I'm assuming it's not just the Amir of the Shira, but it's the Shtiya Samizveach. That's the context of it. The Shtiya Samizveach. The kiyum of the Shtiya first. Okay. One more nafkamina. If you look here in the Ma'aril, when else don't we drink wine? Not only Antenios. But Chal Yisrael is a minhag not to drink wine for the 9 days, right? We did in the Gemara, when can't you drink wine? Only when?
You can't drink?
Yeah, only Erev Tisha B'Av, you know, soon of seconds. But our minhag is from the 9 days. So the Ma'aril quotes the Machlokas. What happens, you know, Abdullah, what do you do? Source number 16. Lishtos yayin havdala b'shinik nasav. What do you do? L'ra'isi rabaseinu nitarin. The minhag was a drink. Achein levi megamim v'zeh. And he explains why it's better to avoid drinking the wine. And you know, that's the psak in Ashkenazim. Trying to get a katan. It's hard to find. So then you drink yourself. Different approaches. But is it appropriate to drink the kosher bracha in the 9 days? It's a minhag not to drink wine. It's not a halacha, right? So what are you telling them? If the need for kosher bracha is in the chashivos, then what would you say? Is it easier to mevater on it, or is it harder to mevater on it?
It's easier
because it's not chashivos. Okay, chashivos is very important, but I have another value. I want to emphasize the korban. But if it's an internal halacha that somebody would give, benching halakos is a better benching, I'm giving more shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then is it so partial that you should mevater on the kos? Mishnah is not? L'chore not. I'm not doing this stam for simcha. I'm doing this because I want to give more shevach to Hashem. I know I'm shir yayim. Then I might say, like the rabosa of Shalom Ariel, right? Lo nisharim bezeh. What's wrong? I'm benching. I'm shevach to Hashem. So the fact that there's a minhag, I'm not drinking wine, but this is not stam wine. This is benching wine. I'm giving more shevach. It's a prati halach. It's a pnimi halach. Okay. And Afkamina over here, Tanias and Tishas Hayami. If it's chashivas, so we would mevater. Right, it'd be easier to say I'll get a halas instead, or I'll just won't drink the cup. Whereas if it's a pnimi halacha, ulai yishlishtos, because you know, or a tannis, you leave it till after. On a tannis, you'd say if it's a prati halacha, you shouldn't have a cup at all. There's no point in having it if you're not going to drink it, right? Okay. Yeah.
If we're saying that every time you use a kos, it's chashivas,
uh-huh.
Then why wouldn't we use a kos for any? Can you say for any bracha that you make? You know,
you're saying Asher Yatzer. Say it all the kos. You want to give Chashivas to Asher Yatzer.
Yes,
I don't know. It's interesting. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that, right? That. What was that Lashon? It sounded like they did a lot of. They were sucking on many mitzvahs. I don't know. It could be that there's certain mitzvahs that have more Chashivas, especially if the mitzvah itself. Is a kiyum. You're saying only this. You're saying if it's a shiva, if it's a kiyum and shira, it's only mitzvahs that are connected to shira and shevach, you have a kos. But if it's a general chashiva, so every bracha is chashuv. May have brachas with you, which have 100 cups. So, okay, yeah, I mean, it could be, you can give a technical answer and say everyone's going to be drunk. You know, it's not going to be.
We don't necessarily have to drink it.
Just to have it.
Again, the child should
is close. Right, well, that's a technical reason because you're not supposed to drink before Havdalah. But the Gemara does say, Mavarak Sarach Lito. And there's a machalok, as we saw, is it a team of Alma, is it a Lugmov? I mean, if you live in the sugya of benching ala kos, in the halacha, it seems pretty clear that you're supposed to bench ala kos. Certainly for shlosha. There's a machalok, is it even yachid, shlosha, asara, but the minhag is not to. And some of the postgames speak about how we're so poor, we don't have wine, and like you wonder, like today, Baruch Hashem, we're not poor, we have a lot of wine, so should we reinstate this? So Ramosh has a tshuva, where he says the minhag has been from hundreds of years not to be mevarech ala kos, and that's like enough. That even though from the sugyas it sounds like you're supposed to bench ala kos with zimun, it seems like the minhag, even if it was established for other reasons, and he says maybe people would get drunk. You know, if you're always benching ala kos, you get drunk. So I'm just thinking about that far. Maybe the reason we're sacking all brachas ala kos because you're gonna have a lot of people who are shikr. You know, maybe it's a good question. I don't know if you have an answer. I think that you could give a technical answer to that. Maybe you'd also give a fundamental answer that maybe certain brachos are more. That's what you're talking about. Then I think that fits better though with the internal side. Meaning, if you say chashiva, so every bracha is chashiva. Unless you say there's more chashivas for certain brachos. I don't know.
Well, does it start that there's some like it was also in the little bush that you were referencing about.
Oh yeah, that was the one I was looking for. What was the lashon? The source number two, right?
Yeah.
Shirov abrachas sitach chachamein litik musar lachos. Yeah, is that really true? Rov abrachas? I don't think so. So what does he mean by that?
I think
you're
saying that it's of the
rov
brachos that they're
mitakein.
Some of them they're mitakein do like the. It starts with
a takana from them to do it al kos. It sounds like you're saying that Chazal was talking to most brachos. To do ala kos, which isn't true, l'chora, unless I'm misreading him. You reading it differently?
You know that shabrova brachos in chachamim zal that of the brachos that they were mitaken, so of some of those of those they were mitaken to do ala kos.
I hear it's a little bit of a kvetch, I think, to read that way. But yeah, it's a good question. You're asking a very good question. I mean, the practical answer sometimes is true. You know, not everything has to be lomdish. It could be that just ma'isa. You say me brachas v'yom. If you had every bracha l'kos, you wouldn't be standing anymore. So it could be that's not a reason to say it. Anyway, just briefly, a couple of more nafkaminas. We know there are different categories of brachas, right? We have brachas anedin, brachas a mitzvah, brachas a shavach. What is the bracha of a gefen when you bench or in kiddush? Is that a brachas ha? You tell me. What would it be? What's the pashtus? Birchas HaGefen is what type of bracha is Birchas HaGefen?
It's
Birchas HaNenin. So is it also Birchas HaNenin in this context, or does it change? And maybe it's a different keel, right? Maybe it's like a Birchas HaMitzvah that came out to you, maybe Yasa Motzi. So that's a question. You see here in the application that I have in Lachmina is a question of if you steal somebody's mitzvah, there's a din. If you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you have to give him a sarah zahubi. Okay, so let's say I was supposed to bench. And you came and you jumped the gun. And you benched. So you owe me a zar zehuvim. How many zehuvim for how many brachas? Benching is 4 brachas. How many do you owe me? 40 zehuvim. Wow.
Oh,
10 per bracha. So frek tosva, some psachim. But what about the birchas hagefen? You should owe him 50. So tosva, so kashen. The amlinan, source number 17. The kizu dangor chulin. The kosher bracha atashosa omem zehuvim atanota. Fashti ikas nun zovim says Tosfos once there's kosher bracha you need nun zovim mishpel brachas again. Yishol the hasam lo nakan mit nun mishum der vashi lo pirach hakasa. So again in that case he didn't bench alakos. So really the Gemara has a case of 40 because he didn't bench alakos. But if he would bench alakos, how much would he owe him? Not 40 zovim, but 50 zovim.
60.
Why 60?
Al Geffen.
Okay, Al Geffen. I think. Is really just a bracha chrona on the that's not a mitzvah, that's just a bracha chrona, meaning it's not like, I think it's an interesting question, it's a good question.
But then why are you assuming that the bracha gefen then is
a? It's a bracha mitzvah. That's what you're saying. It's like you stole his mitzvah. You're asking a question. You're saying what about you stole his mitzvah of al gefen? Okay, maybe that's just like a byproduct. But Tosis read there and Psachim argues v'nira li the afal gav. Damrinan, Hasa, the Yuzuvim, Hein Schar HaBracha, Dafka Bracha Shal Mitzvah, Kigon Dalit Bracha Shal Birchas HaMazon, Hazan, right? Inod Alecha, those are Birchas HaMitzvah. Shein Chov Al Asosan, Aval Birchas HaYayin, Ein Ela Liftor Yayin Lishtia, Aval Mikri Bracha Shal Mitzvah. Dafka Damrinan, Birchas HaMazon, Ako, Zlach HaShivuz Be'alma. Great lotion, right? Zach, what do you say at the beginning? Why do you do benching Alakos? HaShivuz. So here you have Rishonim saying, it's the chashivas ba'alma. Aval shomer because I'm also vishul atam in a yain yotza. V'chein koshal kiddush, v'koshal zdol, hilkach brach, because I ain't l'chashiva brach shal mitzvah. L'mishkal alei, asara zuhubim. So this is read, the birchas ha-gefen is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. So here, another nafkamina, hagdaras ha-gefen ke birchas ha-mitzvah. And if it's a dinah chashivas, then what? Then is it a birchas ha-mitzvah or is it a birchas ha-nenim? Nenin. Whereas if it integrates, if it's an internal halacha, the birchas hagefen has a status of a birchas mitzvah. And then you would need to pay a sar zehuvim in that case as well. Another nafka mina. What do we make kiddush on? Ideally on wine. What happens if you don't have wine? So we look at the Gemara here, Emsachim, Kovzayin. The Gemara says, the second line, Tan Rabbanan, Imkashin ala Sheikhar. So even though the Gemara initially brings a brisa, ain vachin al yain, kosher bracha, you know, you need a right in omen kosher bracha levarich el yain. The Gemara quotes a brisa that says the name of Lazar Shimon, you can make kiddush on sheikh. So if in omen shir el yain is din chashivos, what would you say? So you have chashivos, but you don't have wine. So maybe yeah, shakers also, or if you do have wine, maybe shakers also chashuv. You know, what's a chamar medina? Chamar medina is a chashuv of mashka. A mashka would give a guest, right? That's what a mashka holds. Anything you give a guest for kava. That's a chamar medina, fresh oranges. You want to give him soda for kava. I always was bothered by this, because you know, you go to a chasana's, they serve soda.
Chasana,
I don't think, I mean, the poskim say, some poskim want to say it has to be alcoholic. I don't think that's accepted of psak. There are posts like that. But other posts can say it has to be something you would give a guest for chashivas, so fresh orange juice, and the whole discussion about coffee and tea, if that would be considered. But, you know, it seems that the most people assume that soda is like water. Now, I would just always bother by this because you go to a chasana, what do they have on the table? They don't have orange juice. It's a chasana. What do they have? They have soda. So people were touched up to me, no, you don't understand. The meat is for the chashivas. It's just too expensive to give oranges, so they give you soda. I don't know if they're really true. Maybe people just like soda. I mean, it's not very healthy, but people drink it. So I'm not 100% sure about this. The definition they give is, are you drinking it for thirst, or are you drinking it for chashivos? So in any case, the ability to replace wine with something else makes sense if it's in a chashivos, a chashiv amashka, oranges. If it's in shira eliyayin, is there any replacement? Or not? And likewise, if you look here in Tosfos, in Sachem Kufav, what I mean in this writing, they know in Abay Kosher Bracha, Abay Ferush, the Baruch Mekas Amazon, El El Yayin. Fahani mili do Kavas Sudas Alay. I mean, Kavas Sudas Alay, less than Tosfos quotes that if you were Kaveya on beer, you can maybe bench on beer. Imagine Kavas Sudas Alay, and Vachin Alay, Vachas Amazon. Choshkin Shukham Arvedina. So we have a debate here again about whether or not if you were koveal, meaning it's a little bit different. It's a question of the koveal. One status is chamar bedina, that's subjective chashivas. The other is it's not chamar bedina, but I was koveal of. So for me, this is what I've been drinking now. Again, so in Mela, it has a certain status of chashivas. If it's in chashivas, it makes sense to say that you can replace wine. And if it's in Omer Shel Yayin, what are you going to say? Wine? If no wine, there's nothing you can do. Okay. Fine. Another nafkamina. We know that when you, let's put this on the board over here. Chamar medina. Tzidin chashivos is moel. Tzidin im shiral yayin. Eino moel. When you make kiddush or you make bench, what do you do with the cup? Where is it? In your hand. Is that necessary? Let's say I just left it on the table. What's it then? Let's say somebody else is holding it. Is that okay if I'm leaving the bench? So there's a fascinating tshuva of Chacham Tzvi. Biosi Belogrado. I think it means Belgrade in Serbia. Vishnas Taf Lamed Tes. Hayino Mesuvi Mesudas Mitzvah V'chevras Hara Vanim. I'm not sure exactly what that abbreviation is. Va'or chacham echad, maybe milam de Torah. Va'or chacham echad, shaliach mechevron. Va'chacham ha'shaliach haya nazir shimshon. There was a nazir. Ulyos areach nasul of areach. They wanted to give the areach to bench. Now he was a nazir. He's not supposed to drink wine. Vu lo kibel akos biyadav ki acher kibel akos vu birech v'zimin b'shem vu acher gemar because it wasn't birech acher shakos biyadav birech zakefin v'shaso mesu. Vishaso, Mesubim, Venumasi Lahem. Lanachal Asus came. Echalt, Hitchalti, Mevi Lahem Rayas, Echad, Shanazir, Eno Tophes, Biado, El Achero Tophes. So, the Chacham Tzvi is sitting at a Suda. There's a Nazir there. Fascinating that they were Nazirim. I don't know how common that is. Okay, it happened. There was a Nazir Shimshon. So, they honored him with benching. Somebody else held the cup and said a bracha. So, Chacham Tzvi said, it doesn't work. You need the Mevarech to hold the cup. And it says, it's not, it's pashat, that it doesn't work. So Chacham Tzvi says, you have to hold it. If you don't hold it, it's not. But, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, what?
Even it's interesting because people aren't so makbel on that either. It should be makabel, right?
Right. The question is how much of these are makabel, but he thinks the holding is the makabel. I don't know if he would think that's makabel. Shachar Rav says, "So how can she yayin b'shas amiru etzla al shulchan? All come there after, but also cheder mukal l'shtiya. But there come came ma'akev afil b'diavin. She in a yayin lefanav b'shas amiru. Come came in a nikra omer shir al yayin. But she came in a chizas akos piyado eino ella b'yudvarim shenemer because the mitzvah of ma'akev koshen isbayer b'simin kuf pei gimel. Says Shachar Rav that it has to be in front of you, but you don't have to hold it. You don't have to hold the argument of Chacham Tzvi. So what are you telling me? If it's a din in chashivos, should you have to hold it? You're benching. You want to show chashivos to the benching. And therefore what?
You should be holding it.
You should be holding it. Where if it's the kiyum, in om shir al yayin, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes the Shitas, it's in the same simin, right? He says, in a nikra om shir al yayin, if it's not in front of you. If it's in front of you, it's shir al yayin. Shir al yayin, you don't have to actually hold it. So this is another naftamina. Achiz is a kos. It used to be a chumrah for chashivas, right?
Most, yeah.
Usually it's kulos for chashivas. It's a chumrah. Wow. Chashivas, you have to hold it. Sorry. Lahafti. You have to show the chashivas that you're doing the mitzvah holding them wine. Maybe it's shura yayin. Eino. Sorry. Lahafti. This is actually an interesting, I mean, a lot of mindset with this. Sometimes you go to his house and he's mumbling everything. You don't hear a word of what he's saying. So, again, what is it? He mumbles everything. He mumbles a word here, a word there. It's not Akiv, depends which word. If you didn't hear Hashem's name, you didn't hear the Kabracha. But sometimes the issue comes up, you always say your menach is to make it on your own. It's the one who's getting out of it. But what about the AF say for? Yeah, I forgot. My menach is to make kiddush. I just remember now. What about this following Eitza? He's making kiddush. He's mumbling. You're going to say it along. He's holding the cup. You'll say it on his cup. Does that work? So that might be worse. Why might it be worse? Meaning the Shulchan Aruch says if it's on the table, you can say kiddush. It's not, you know, the achiza isn't achiv. Why is it worse in this case?
He's holding. It's not on the table?
I don't think the Hashanah would require that it's on the table per se. It has to be in the room, he said. What's the problem with this cup? Who's using this cup? He's using this cup. Can you have two kiddushes on one coast? Yishlachkar, not so pashit. It could be, since he's making kiddush, even if I assume that the cup doesn't have to be in my head, it could be on the table, if he's holding it, he's using it for his kiddush, that might be worse. Eitza might not be valid. It's a debate. Interesting discussion in the post. Okay. Fine. Just very briefly.
Do we have is there stop? Everyone is okay if no one's holding it?
I think we assume that if you're not holding it, you're still yotze. I think that's what we assume. But again, it's a little different when somebody else is making kiddush. In fact, there are some who are choshesh to bench a la kos, even be yachid, but they don't want to hold it. Because some say you shouldn't, some say you should, so they put it on the table, I'll tanai. If I need a cup, so it's here. If I don't need a cup, it's just not a cup, and I'm not holding it, whatever. I don't think very few people are mocking on that, but there is such a chassidic practice. They say, I think the Belzer Rebbe used to do that. He said, pour a cup of tea, bench on the tea. And then he would drink the tea after the meal, and he would want it to be yotze this day, that you need. Okay. Fine. The last afkamina is really Tosfos in our sugya on Zayin Od Aleph, this infinite loop, right? Tosfos asks the following question. Yeah, Rabbi Gamliel holds that he doesn't hold of Ala Geffen, he doesn't hold of Ein Shalosh. You have to bench three brachos. When you eat cookies, you have wine. So you had wine, so you bench Ala Kos. So what do you have to do again? Bench Ala Kos. What do you do again? Bench Ala Kos. Or even if you hold, you could say Al Geffen, but if you hold Al Geffen requires a coast. There's a day like that also. So again, Al Coast, Al Coast, Al Coast, infinite loop. How are you going to get it? So there are many answers in the Rishonim. Discussed this the other day. I was thinking, Nisvara, that maybe this Kasha takes a side in this Chakira. How so? If it's a key of Ein Olam Shir Al Yayin, so then every time I bench, every time I say Al Geffen, I have to do Al Yayin. It's internal. It's prati. So I'm really going to be stuck in this infinite loop. I'm going to have to find an answer to the one I'm trying to give. But you say it's in a chashivos. I want to show that benching is a chashav of a mitzvah. So what do? I bench al kos. Now I drink the wine. What do I have to do again? I have to bench again according to Rabbi Gamliel. But I just showed that benching is a chashav of a mitzvah. So if I just showed that benching is a chashav of a mitzvah, I don't think I have to do it again and again and again. It wouldn't make sense to have an infinite loop within chashivos. I think an infinite loop only makes sense, the question only makes sense, if you hold it's internal. Then I would say, every time I bend, I need Ala Kos. Every time I bend, I need Ala Kos. I just drank wine, Ala Kos, I have to bench again, Ala Kos. But if you say it's just in Chashivos, so I'm showing Chashivos to the mitzvah, and I drink the wine after I finish benching, and now I'll just bench again with Ala Kos. It wouldn't bother me as much. That's what I was thinking. And the children don't answer this way, but I thought it was smart. It's not Mukhrach, but that's, I think, it's certainly a suggestion. I just want to conclude with the possibility that there's Tzvei Dinim. Maybe there are two different tracks, to what I would seem, rather. Maybe Kiddush, and possibly Havdalah is one track, and others are different. We know that Kiddush, might be Doraisa, Alakos, possibly, the Talmid Gemara in Nazir, probably Shonim, and Havdalah also might be Doraisa, and it could be the effects of Shir Shtia. And I know a lot of things I'm not going to explore right now, I don't have time, and I'm not 100% sure it connects to our Hakira, meaning it's clear to me that the Art Tzvei, they're two Arutzim, that the Kiddush is different than Bench, right? Most of us don't Bench Alakos, so we all make Kiddush Alakos. There's a reason for that. The question only becomes, is it a different nature? Is it possible that Alkos by Kiddush integrates? It's a way of giving Shevach, it's Pnimi, it's Prati, as opposed to benching, where it's just in the Chashivos. As opposed to Mila and Pinin Ben, it's just in the Chashivos. I think that's very possible, but I can't prove it, and I don't want to hold you.
And so just to summarize, we raised the question as to whether or not the takana of saying mitzvahs al kos, saying brachas al kos, is just external halacha, din chashivos, is a klali hadin, or is it an internal halacha, prati halacha, that integrates giving shavach through the copy in Omer Mishira El Yain. Explored a number of dafamidas this question. And then there is a possibility that maybe it's fade in. Maybe sometimes it has integrated and sometimes it doesn't. You know, I'm not 100% sure how it works out. Maybe Kiddush integrates more. But certainly it's pasha to me that there is a Kiddush is different, you know, and possibly Abdallah. But I'm not sure if it's necessarily different in regard to this Chakira. But Peseder. Okay, Ad Kan.